There are, in our yearly laning cycle, haftarot that are more common and haftarot that are more rare. Okay, there's some haftarot that we always read, and there's some haftarot that you need a lot of, we'll call it stars, supposed to be, to align to get to read. The most rare haftarah, of course, is the regular kivyachol haftarah for miketz. Never happens. Okay. The second most rare one is to lane the actual haftarah of achremot or kedoshim, depending on how you see it. Because usually you only have one. Probably the third most rare one is the haftarah of Mishpatim, followed by the haftarah of Pinchas. Both of them don't come up very often. Now, why does the haftarah of Mishpatim almost never come up? Because the haftarah of Mishpatim, a lot of the time, falls on Parshat Shkalim, which we'll be reading this week. Also this year, we're not going to get to read the regular haftarah of Mishpatim. We're going to be reading haftarah for Parshat Shkalim. When it doesn't come out Parshat Shkalim, it tends to come out either on Rosh Chodesh or the day before Rosh Chodesh, and the few times it doesn't come out Parshat Shkalim. And then only when it doesn't come out and all those things will there be a chance to read it. That said, I want to discuss a teeny bit from it and then maybe connect it to Parshat Shkalim. The haftarah that you read in would read for Parashat Mishpatim is one that discusses releasing slaves. Okay, the parasha says that, you know, a slave works for 6 years, the seventh you let him out. If he sold himself, you know, the Yovel comes and lets him out. So the haftarah, the would-be haftarah of Mishpatim, is the one from Yirmiyahu, where a Yovel happened and it was time to let all the slaves free. And, you know, Yovel doesn't happen every day. In fact, it's pretty rare. It happens once in 50 years. And the people all let their slaves go. And the next day, they went and took them all back. Okay, recaptured them. Meaning they fulfilled the mitzvah, right? They let their slaves go. And then completely destroyed the idea of the mitzvah the next day by recapturing their slaves, saying, well, we freed you because, you know, the mitzvah, but, you know, like, coming back to work, you're not a free, okay? Now, that the wonderful thing I find about that is because it has a very huge message. Parashat Mishpatim is full of laws. But too many times, our attitude towards the laws of the Torah will be, how do we bypass it? How do we circumvent it? How do we put a check on it, a V on it, to say, we did it, but then we keep on doing things exactly like we did before. Okay? Let our slaves go. Ooh, mitzvah. Big mitzvah. Put a V, and then let's... What? Not going to have a slave now? Of course we're going to have a slave now. Go back to work. Okay? You know, like, you're not free. You can't go where you want. You know what it is? That difference between just, you know, like, trying to be kind of religious, but then emptying it from all content is exactly the danger, okay? And that's what the haftarah is trying to warn us about. Now, Parshat Shkalim is exactly us being religious, okay? It's us getting ready for the new Korban year, okay? Because when there was a Beit HaMikdash, every year, the Korbanot needed to be brought, the Korbanot HaTamid at least, needed to be brought from the new money that was collected that year for the Korbanot. And they would start the collection around this time of year, so they would have the at least the first batch of money ready for the Korbanot right around Nisan, okay, around Pesach. And like anything, this could be a big religious act of the giving of the Shkalim to Beit HaMikdash, but the Korbanot and Beit HaMikdash themselves could also get emptied from any content if we are giving it and we don't understand why we're giving it. Which is, by the way, the Haftarah of Shkalim, I think. No, it's Haftarah of Zachor. Never mind. Haftarah of Zachor, where it's, again, is when, you know, the people prioritize bringing Korbanot over God's word, over God's command. And you can really lose sight of, you know, of the bigger picture by just trying to get around the nitty-gritty. And those are the messages I feel that we get from Mishpatim, that they're God's laws, and they're there not only as a technicality, but there's also, we'll call it, a depth and reason behind it. And when you just try to technicality yourself around things, that is not the way to go. Boker Tov.